FEMA opened applications for a program to help communities protect themselves from fires, floods, earthquakes, and hurricanes. The agency canceled the program last year, but a federal judge in the U.S. District of Massachusetts ordered that the agency reinstate the funding. Dustin Ivan is Tribal Resilience Coordinator for the village of Quiquilingok in Western Alaska, one of the villages hit hardest by the ex-Typhoon Halong. The village participated in the FEMA program before it was canceled. Ivan says it is still unclear how useful the new version of the program will be for Alaska villages like his.
There's good news, but we'll see how it goes. So a lot of these grants don't really fit our rural Alaska villages.
Last spring, FEMA canceled its program called Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities, also known as BRIC. The agency called it wasteful, ineffective, and too concerned with political agendas. 20 states sued FEMA in response. Quiquilingok residents for years have been working to protect themselves from flooding and erosion and voted to relocate several years ago. In 2022, the village was accepted into the BRIC program to select a relocation site. Village leaders also applied for another BRIC grant to do a feasibility study for the site, but the program was canceled.
We're all devastated. This is like a year and a half of work all down the drain.
FEMA said BRIC has a few changes following the order to relaunch. The agency said it will eliminate phased projects, funding for hazard mitigation planning, and technical assistance provisions, the very things that tribes like Quiquilingok applied for in the past. Ivan says he's concerned that the agency is not planning to do phased projects.
Alaska has four seasons, and we can only do summer to freeze up projects. The project we were planning was going to be a multi-year and in phases.
The application for the program is open until late July. In Anchorage, I am Alena Naidin.